Thank the Lord for that song this morning. I can say I have been blessed. The Lord has been good to all of us. We have much to give God praise for this morning. And as we heard in Sunday school, even during the difficult battles that life brings, when we just stop and really look at what God has done and how good God has been to us, God loves us this morning. He has been a friend to us. He is there for us to turn to. He's there not just in time of trouble, but He's there to make the good times better. It's kind of like I remember in a wedding I took care of a number of years ago. I remember telling the couple, I said, when you get married, I said it can just, that love will make the grass just a little bit greener. And that's what God does in life for us. He's there, makes the good times better, and during the bad times, He's there to help carry the burden and to be a friend to us. We truly are blessed this morning. Written the title of the burden that the Lord put on my heart on the board, says of no value. 2 years ago, it was about a year and a half ago in September of 2012, in a Shenandoah Valley, there was someone that went to a flea market, and they bought their little auction. Maybe some of you have read this incident, but someone bought a box, and they bought it for less than $50, this box of what I would call junk. And there was a picture in it, and there was a plastic cow was in the box, and a Paul Bunyan doll, and they bought this and they took it home, and it was in a plastic sack, if I'm not mistaken, for a little while. And they began to, they took this painting out, and they were going to use the frame or something. They started taking the back of it off, and they saw a name written on the back there, and it was a Renoir painting that had been displayed in a gallery in France, in Paris, in 1926. And it was worth up to, I believe they said, $100,000. It was junk to somebody, and to somebody else, it was worth, like I said, it was a very valuable piece of work. Shortly before that, there was a man in Ohio that bought a Picasso at a thrift store for $14.14, and it sold for $7,000. Shortly thereafter, and I'm getting to a point here, but shortly thereafter, another man found a sketch at a garage sale, and it was worth close to $2 million. Someone didn't see the value of these pieces. Now, if you go to a thrift store or a garage sale and you see some artwork and you buy it, it may very well just be the 50 cents that you pay for it. But there are things that are valuable out there that someone saw it and they thought it's not worth anything. In essence, they discarded it. They discarded it. But someone else saw the value in it. Someone else knew that it was worth something. Last Sunday, I believe it was, Brother Justin had the children out picking up sticks. You know what they did with those sticks? And it was all right that y'all did that. But it was just in the way. Those sticks were a nuisance. They were in the way of the lawn, those that would mow the yard. So they were put on a burn pile, not to get heat from it, but it was just burned to get rid of them. To get rid of it. But do you know that sticks have value? There are a lot of parts of the world, they would look on us, what happened here last Sunday, and they would not be real happy because that could provide warmth. It could provide cooking. One of the biggest expenses that we had in Kenya until we got some different kinds of ovens that we still use those kinds of sticks to burn. It is one of the greatest expenses is buying wood and kindling because they have a fire going a good part of the day to cook on. Well, we use a lot of paper. I do in my study. And I discard it. The other day I was dumping a trash can of paper to take out to the trash, and I looked at it, and you know what? That has value. Recycled paper, you can recycle it and get napkins and other paper. It's worth something. Things that are discarded, things that people say it's not valuable or not worth anything. The grass gets too tall, and at home when it gets too tall and we mow it, we have to rake up a little bit, and it just is thrown away. But you know what that grass could do? Provide some good mulch for a garden. It would provide something good, the nutrients. There are things in life that we look at and say there's no value to it. There's a lot of... Y'all ever been to a salvage yard? I've been to a place and you look in and say, this is a bunch of junk, and the people that own them are millionaires. Because they've taken what we would term junk and they recycle it. They take the old scrap metal. There's a lot of money in scrap metal. There's a lot of money into what to you and me we might say it has no value. Someone else is going around and collecting things that have no value to all of us and they get rich on it. A lot of it has to do with our perspective and what has value and what doesn't. I'd like to read to you out of the book of Luke in the 7th chapter. Luke chapter 7 and verse 37, and we will be brief with this passage of Scripture. We won't read the entire in its entirety. But you remember the woman came to Jesus, and she was a sinner woman. She came to Jesus, and she brought an alabaster box of ointment. She stood at His feet, weeping, and she wiped His feet with her tears, and she took her hair, and she began to dry His feet. You remember that scene? And there's this woman, she was a sinner. And the Pharisees, the religious people of the time, they looked on that scene, and they said, if this was really a prophet, he would know what manner of woman she was. In other words, this woman has no value. She's a liability to the kingdom of God. She's a liability to righteousness. She's a liability. And here Jesus, if He really knew who she was, He wouldn't be spending time with her, letting her wash His feet. It had to do with perspective. You know who Jesus spent a lot of time with? He spent a lot of time with the sinners. He spent a lot of time with people that were sick and needy. You know, this morning when Jesus looks on, He looks on where some people may say, well, this person is sick. They don't have anything to offer. Look at all of the spiritual needs that this person has. Look at all the failures of this one's life. And Jesus looks on and He sees value. He sees someone that has potential. He sees someone that He can minister to and turn something that maybe looks ugly and can make something beautiful of it. Is not that what God has done for our lives this morning? In our failures, in our sin, in our mistakes, in our problems, when other people may have looked on and cut us off or cast us off or said they're not worth spending time on, why are you wasting your time? The Lord is looking on and He's saying there's value there. Aren't you thankful for that this morning? And I would that all of us, when we leave here today, when the devil comes along and tells you that you're of no value, you're of no worth, I want you to know that is a lie this morning, because you are important this morning. You are worthy of love this morning. You are worthy of attention. You are worthy of Jesus dying for, because see, Jesus, when He spent time with those that had needs, He knew that they had value and He knew they were worth living for. But He also knew that they were worth dying for. Has the devil ever come and told you that you're of no value? Has he ever said you're really just... I'll just share something with you. I don't like to be redundant. You know what redundancy is? Have you ever gone somewhere where there's a job to be done and someone was already doing it? And there was really nothing else to do, and so you're kind of, you don't want to leave because you're there to work, but really the job was being done and you're redundant. I don't like being redundant. I'd rather just get in and do it, but if I can't, then I'm not worth anything. I'd rather be going and doing something else. Devil likes to come along and tell you you're redundant sometimes. You're not needed. Someone else can do that. I want you to know this morning, in the love of God, that you are important to the Lord. You are important to the work of God. You are important, and it doesn't matter. You could say, well, I can't do it as good as someone else. No, but you can. No one can do it better than you can either. Because God has given all of us unique talents, unique personalities, unique things to offer, and the Lord is looking on, and you're valuable to the Lord. The Lord has a job for all of us to do. The Lord has a place that He wants all of us to fill. I wonder how this woman felt. This woman was a sinner, and have you ever had someone look down their nose at you? You know what I'm talking when they just kind of, you know you're being looked down on. How does it feel? It doesn't feel very good, does it? When you have someone talk down to you or act like that you're not worth anything or you're no good or and someone talks to you that way, it makes you feel about that big. And it's about the last place you want to be when someone does that. Do you know that's the way this woman must have felt? She probably, in a sense, she wanted to get out of there, but yet she was devoted to the Lord. She was worshiping Christ in the best way that she knew how. And maybe it wasn't the way that you worship the Lord. Maybe it wasn't the way that I worship Him, but she was worshiping the best way she knew. And when she was looked down on, she probably felt like walking away, and she could have hung her head, and she could have left, and she could have just felt like, I'm just a problem. But yet the Lord looked on her, and He loved her. She was a value. The woman that was caught in adultery, do you remember? They were ready to cast their stones at her. And Jesus said, those of you that are without sin, cast the first stone. In other words, those of you that haven't had needs and problems in your life, you cast the first stone. And Jesus, when He looked up, He told the woman, He said, neither do I condemn thee, but go and sin no more. He looked on that woman and He saw value. He saw something that was important. He saw something that God could use. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 farthings, and not one of them is forgotten before God? But even the very hair of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. You're of more value. Those sparrows, they weren't worth much at all. People would say they're of no value. And Jesus told us over in Luke 12, 6 and 7, He said, you're of more value. But I know some people struggle with this more than others. If you're a person that has never struggled with it, that is a blessing. You may have, but we have other struggles because, see, everybody struggles with this. And sometimes the people that you would think would never struggle with this struggle with it the most. But in our hearts, if you've ever been there and you just felt like I'm really not worth a lot, it seems like I'm redundant. I can't do it as good. Someone else could do it better. I'm just making a mess of things. Or someone else could be a better mom. Someone else could be a better dad. Someone else could teach Sunday school better. Someone else could do this better. And you're just really not worth a lot. You really don't have a lot of value. I want you to know this morning that you are of great value. Remember the story. I'm going to tell it again if you remember it. I'm still going to tell it. The young boy that was walking home from school one day, he had his books in his hands. He dropped his books all over the road accidentally. There's another young boy that saw him drop his books, and he went up to help this young boy. He said, let me help you. And he helped this boy pick up his books. They were in elementary school. They helped him pick up his books. And he said, well, why don't you go home with me? And he helped the boy carry his books. And he became a friend of that young man. On graduation day from high school, that boy that had dropped the books, he told his good friend, he said, I want you to know, he said, I was on my way home to commit suicide. He said, I cleaned out my locker, I'd gotten all my stuff from school, and I was headed home. Because he didn't feel like he was worth anything. He didn't have any friends, there was no one that had paid any special attention. But he said, because you took time for me, because you were a friend to me, he said, I didn't go home because you were there with me and you were there for me. You know, this morning, sometimes maybe you've never been quite to that place. Maybe you have. Maybe you have been in a place that you felt like, what does life have to offer? The future looks so bleak. And I want you to know, if you have been in that place, I don't look down on you. Because the devil is real. And when he makes someone feel like they're not worth anything and they don't have a lot to offer, that's real. But I want us to know this morning that the Lord is looking down on every burden, everything that we face. He sees every failure. Maybe there's sin in your life. The Lord's looking down and saying, you have value. You are worth something. You are worth working with. You are worth dying for. And the Lord is not going to let us go today. He's going to be there for us. You remember the children? Renee mentioned it in Sunday school. Before Sunday school this morning when the children were brought to Jesus. You remember the disciples were shooing them away. Don't bother him. He's too busy. I mean, this is Jesus. He's important. Don't bother him. And they were telling the children to leave. And Jesus rebuked them. And he said, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not. Don't turn them away. For such is the kingdom of heaven. And you say, what value did the children have? Children have great value. Not only do they have potential, but they had a place to fill right then in the kingdom of God. And the Lord received them. The Lord received them with open arms. I don't know where each one of you are this morning, but I know this. The Lord values you. And the Lord loves you. And the Lord has a place for you to work in the kingdom of God. And the Lord has a place for you to fill in a unique place as a father, as a mother. I know we have some grandparents here this morning. He is there to help us in our jobs, at school, in the congregation. All of you are important and are of value to the Lord. And if the enemy ever comes along and tries to make you feel that way, I also want you to know you're not alone in those feelings. But how many of us do you think would even be here this morning, if you don't mind me bringing it where we live, how many of us would even be here this morning if we had given in to our feeling and thought, I'm not worth anything, I don't have much to contribute, it just seems like... How many of us would be here? Would any of us be here? I dare say probably not. Because we're human. And this is how the devil works. And I want you to know that you are of value this morning. Jesus spent so much time with the needy people. Because he saw value. He saw their value. He saw what he could do. That's why Jesus came. To give beauty for what? For ashes. To give the spirit of praise. For the spirit of heaviness. Where there's grief, where there's heartache, where my heart is heavy and I don't have any hope. Jesus came to take what maybe is messed up and in out of shape. And he came to make something beautiful of it. Because he saw the value of it. In Oregon, on the Oregon coast, there are a lot of art galleries. And I have seen artwork made out of trash. Have you seen those before? Things that were discarded in something, someone made artwork out of it and sell it for hundreds of dollars. And I thought, I could take trash and throw it together, splatter some paint on a canvas, and they probably wouldn't think it was of much value if I did it. But do you know when the Lord touches our life, He makes something that's of great value? Over in Jeremiah, very familiar passage, but I'd like to read it this morning. In Jeremiah, in the 18th chapter, beginning with the first verse, he said here, the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. And I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheel. You can just get a little picture here of the potter sitting before the wheel with the clay on it, with that wheel spinning, and the potter shaping a vessel. And it said, the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to make. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot do I do with you as the potter? You know, there's a tendency sometimes when the clay gets messed up, there's a tendency to take it and discard it and get something fresh. But because people, because you have such great value to the Lord, He has not discarded us. And people that have started out for God and even backslidden, the Lord has not discarded them, but He's saying, let me make another vessel. Let me mold you and shape you and make something beautiful. It might not be the same vessel, but it's the same clay. Because the Lord has value. And He said, as it seemed good to the potter to make. When we yield ourselves into the hands of God and say, Lord, I know I marred. Maybe there's a little bit too much pride, or maybe there's a little bit too much of the world in me, or maybe there was too much of this and that. But Lord, I'm now going to submit myself into Your hands. You know, the Lord will make a new vessel. And if you feel like in your past you have been marred, maybe, again, it was because of what our decisions, what we did. You're of great value. You're worth much to the Lord. And the Lord wants to make a new vessel. All of us, I say us, all of you, all of us are valuable. We're needed. The Lord needs you. Your friends need you. Your family needs you. Your school, your work, the congregation, the body of Christ. Everybody is needed, because nobody can fill the place just like you. You're of great value this morning. And I am so thankful in areas of life that it feels like we want to just almost throw our hands up and say, you know what, I just made a mess, or I did this. And the devil comes along and says, see there, you're of no value. And the Lord comes along and says, let me work with it. Let me shape it. And sometimes in our minds we have expectations of what we ought to be, or where we ought to be, or what we ought to do. And the Lord just wants us to say, Lord, I'm going to submit myself. And You do in my life what You want in Your way and in Your time. And folks, God will make something beautiful. The things that someone else may look at and say, how can that ever change? Have you ever seen someone's life wrecked with sin? And you look, and it almost seems impossible. You think, how could they ever turn around? When they submit themselves to the Lord, folks, the Lord looks on and they're valuable, because the Lord can make something beautiful. The potter didn't cast it off, but he made a vessel of honor. I would like to read a poem to you this morning. Some of you could probably about recite it with me. It's called The Touch of the Master's Hand. Of no value? 'Twas battered and scarred, and the auctioneer thought it hardly worth his while to waste his time on the old violin. But he held it up with a smile, and, what am I bid, good people? He cried, who starts the bidding for me? $1, $1, do I hear two? $2, who makes it three? $3 once, $3 going for three. But no, from the room far back, a gray-bearded man came forward, and he picked up the bow. Then wiping the dust from the old violin and tightening up the strings, he played a melody pure and sweet as the angels sing. The music ceased, and the auctioneer, with a voice that was quiet and low, said, what now am I bid on this old violin? And he held it aloft with its bow. $1,000, $1,000, do I hear two? $2,000, who makes it three? $3,000 once, $3,000 twice, going and gone, said he. The audience cheered, but some of them cried, we don't understand, what changed its worth? Swift came the reply, the touch of the master's hand. And many a man with life out of tune, all battered and bruised with hardship, is auctioned cheap to a thoughtless crowd, much like that old violin. A mess of pottage, a glass of wine, a game, and he travels on. He's going once, going twice, he's going and almost gone. But the master comes, and the foolish crowd never can quite understand the worth of a soul and the change that is wrought by the touch of the master's hand. of no value? When the Lord touches a life, it makes something beautiful. Mistakes, sin, problems. And at that point, it's really not what everybody else's thoughts or expectations are. The Lord looks down and He sees value. I'm going to conclude here for this morning, and Lord willing, we'll pick up there this afternoon. But I want us to know this morning that the Lord looks on and you are valuable. And if the devil comes and says, I have felt, you know, I'm getting personal there, in so many areas of life, the enemy can come along and try to keep all of us from doing what God wants because feeling inadequate or redundant or someone else could do it better or and the Lord's saying this morning, you're a great value. You are worth something. You are worthy this morning of love. And you are worthy to love. The Lord has a job. He has a work for all of us to do. And no one can do it just like you. So if you feel like you look in the past and think, how can I ever do anything for God? Place yourself in the Master's hand and He will use you just like He chooses. May God bless you.